It's the big conversation happening at kitchen tables around the country and around the world right now. We're talking, of course, about hantavirus. So far, three people have passed away after an outbreak of the very rare virus hit a cruise ship. And now nations around the globe are looking to get their citizens back home safely. Just yesterday, the cruise ship parked at Tenerife in the Canary Islands. And, you know, people in the U.S. are wondering, what is the risk? Is this COVID 2.0? Two Americans are confirmed to have been infected. One of them is showing no symptoms. The other's showing very minor symptoms. And joining me is infectious disease expert, Dr. Joanne Passalacqua from Harford Healthcare once again. And Dr. Passalacqua, thank you for being here. And usually when we talk, it's about like a new strain of COVID. And I just have you on to be like, hey, everybody relax. It's totally fine. I'll admit this time, I'm a little, you know, I've got a little bit of COVID PTSD. I'm worrying where this is going to lead. So talk to me first. What is hantavirus?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hantavirus. Hantavirus is a virus that we most often associate with exposure to excrement from rodents, urine or feces. And so it's most often found in rural areas, often associated with people, cleaning up droppings from these animals and either getting exposure to their hands or aerosolizing the droppings from either sweeping them up or vacuum cleaning them up and not, you know, wearing a mask and eye protection when doing so or not washing their hands after getting their hands soiled.
Yeah.
But I think what's unique about this is something called the Andy strain, ANDV, of the hantavirus. And what's unique about that one strain, which is found predominantly in Argentina and Chile, is that it very occasionally has human-to-human spread when there are close contacts between human beings that have contacted the virus. So a human being may contact the virus if same way that we do here in the Northeast or other parts of the country. But in this case, when the individual is in what they call the prodromal phase or the early phase of infection, they can spread it to another human being that they're in close contact with.
Okay.
And so it's healthy spread due to inhaling infected droplets or possibly coming in contact with the saliva of an infected person. And usually that occurs early in the infection when the individual has not become too sick. So early on, people have symptoms like fever, headache, some GI symptoms, fatigue. And during that phase, that's when they're most infectious to pass this to another individual. And then it can go on to this hantapulmonary syndrome where people become very, very sick.
Okay, so it sounds to me like all of the cruise ship passed. Well, actually, no. You know what? Three people have passed away from it, so I guess I can't say that. But at the very least, the people who are from the U.S. Are in this early phase. Now, how treatable is hantavirus in general, I guess, but I suppose most importantly in this early phase?
So the issue is that we do not have specific treatment for this virus. There are no antivirals for it. There is no preventive vaccine for it, right? So I think the worry for the people that were on that cruise ship is that for those that may have had a close contact with one of the ship that's incubating the virus, they are at risk. And the incubation period for the virus can be quite long. So the strain of virus that we see here in the United States, most often is 2 to 3 weeks, but it can range from 1 to 7 weeks. And for this Andy strain, they indicate that the incubation period can range anywhere from 7 to 39 days. So this is
that's a lot of days. Yeah,
correct. This is where things become a little difficult. Because these folks who were on this cruise ship could appear normal and well right now or could have mild, I'll use the word flu-like symptoms and be in that prodromal phase. But this could go for 7 to 39 days. And during that time, they could be infectious to others. albeit infectious in the sense of having close contact. You'd probably have to be within 3 to 4 feet of this person to inhale the infected droplets or come in contact with their saliva or droplets, possibly from a surface. So I think the most important thing that they're doing with these individuals right now is quarantining them and watching them carefully for symptoms. The difficulty is that if they do begin to show symptoms, the treatment is purely supportive. You want to have them in a hospital facility that has the ability to provide life support if they should need it. You know, they may need the support of a respirator, or there's even this entity called ECMO that is sometimes used to support these people through.
All right. So, let me just ask the question. How much risk are we at of this turning into another pandemic? I mean, is this thing as contagious as COVID was? And, you know, what's the risk to the public right now, to the global community right now? And not that you can answer that completely, but just, I don't know, break it down for me.
So this is not COVID 2.0.
Okay.
About that,
okay.
Right? This is a very serious thing for the small number of people that were on this cruise ship. I don't want to minimize that in any way. Three people have passed away, right? But for those of us in the community, this is not going to be another COVID. It's not even the flu or RSV, which you and I have spoken about before.
Yeah.
Because not something that's going to be airborne in a form where somebody standing in the local grocery store or bank is going to acquire it from somebody, 8 or 10 feet away from them. This requires close contact from somebody who's in the prodromal phase. And so the most important thing is what our health departments are doing. Gathering these people off of this ship and bringing them to a quarantine setting. And the Hampa virus that we have here in the United States, mind you, does not do this. It doesn't pass person to person.
Okay. All right. Now, I mean, so what is, because if you look up, and don't do this, if you're listening to me right now, don't do what I did, because I looked up, you know, like what's the mortality rate of hantavirus, and the numbers are scary. Like I saw 30 to 50%, but you're telling me that this strain is not that.
This strain, if you were to acquire it, absolutely, the fatality rate is 30 to 50%.
Oh my God.
Clear to our public about is that it's unlikely that the population here in the United States is going to be in a position to acquire this virus, because these individuals would have to be in very close contact with you in order for you to acquire it. You would have to be within 3 to 4 feet away from somebody who was in the prodromal phase for a long enough period of time to inhale their droplets or come in contact with their saliva. And that's not happening. These people are being taken from the ship and brought to facilities that have the type of high-level care we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're going to be monitored for the period of time that's necessary.
Well, all right. I mean, listen, I think after 2020 that we're all going to sit here and kind of be worried about this for the next, well, it sounds like 37 days. But I do appreciate you coming on and kind of shedding a little bit of light onto it. And it is great to hear an expert say that this is not, right? You heard this, you at home in the car right now, wherever you are, heard that this is not COVID 2.0. So that is honestly something that really makes me feel better. I do appreciate that, Dr. Pasalacqua.
Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
Dr. Joanne Pasalacqua, thank you again, as always. You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.